The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you this morning, and we are back with the self-realization and the inner child, and we have with us Francois Guerland and Nadine Searle. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
It's wonderful to see you. And here we are. We are present with our inner children, aren't we?
Definitely.
We're present with our inner children.
Yeah, I've got mine here. Thank you. Me a little 19.
And there's my little Jeffy. We'll talk more about the names of our inner children and, you know, how fun that is, the inner family, the inner audience. And for now, I'm so happy that we are back talking about this. This is one of the most secret jewels in the universe. I really find that when we really understand and love the inner child, and we understand what those missing parts are about that we didn't receive in our childhood, we can heal them today. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what the story is. The tools are there. And that's what this series is about. This is Self-Realization and the Inner Child, Part 13. Last segment, we brought you Francois. And he is so amazing that we're going to bring him back many more times. We're just going to keep expanding this topic. And so, Nadine, well, first of all, I have to also give a shout out to our sponsor before I forget. I get so excited about this that I forget. I just want to go straight into it. But I do want to shine a light on our sponsor, Susan Axelrod, the sponsor of the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the sponsor of this particular series, The Self-Realization in the Inner Child. Yeah. You can find Susan at whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And Susan empowers women in midlife to get in touch with what their legacy is about. It's important. You can find her also on YouTube. She just started that channel, putting a lot of attention there. So go hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and subscribe to her show. We're so grateful for your sponsorship, Susan. Thank you so much. whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Yes. And so now here we are, Nadine. Last when we had Francois on, you brought up some really good questions and some really good things that came up for you when you were working with the video after looking at the timestamp, yes, and things that it brought up for you during our conversation. You want to give us a little bit of feedback again, what sparked it, and then take us to it?
Definitely. It was wonderful what you said, Francois. There was so much there. And it did bring up a few questions for me. But one of the bits that I'd like perhaps to talk about a bit more today, in relation to the adapted child, which I love that term, actually, really where you were saying about how we learn as children to get loved by earning it. And I could really relate to that, because when I was a child, that is what I learned. You get love by being good, by doing things. And it was that it developed a neediness in me, if that's the right kind of word. So I could really understand that. I also felt that that turned me into, as I grew, into a people pleaser. You know, that was my main aim, to actually go, if I make people happy, they will love me. And, you know, I can see now that was a little bit misguided, but that is what I learned and that's what I did. I got very good at it, actually. It also turned me into what I would call an overgiver. So I was giving too much. I was not looking after myself because I didn't really see that as important. So it was very much I was looking after the needs of others and not looking after my own needs, which I find is very common, and you probably too. And with a lot of people I work with, I know that your answer was quite a lot of things you put there, a lot of information for us. But one of the things I heard was love yourself. We can love ourselves. I have learnt to do that, but I didn't find it very easy. And a lot of people that I work with, they struggle with that. They ought to go, okay, I know what you're saying, love yourself, but it's not that easy, is it, to do? So I was just wanting to perhaps ask you, how can we change that? And maybe more importantly, what can we do to actually start that process? Is there something perhaps you can share with everyone today to say, how can we start that process of beginning to love ourselves? Because I think it is a process, isn't it, to get that change?
Yes. It is a tricky process, especially when it is asked like that. I mean, I did that, of course. I went in front of a mirror and I said, I love you, François. You are so gorgeous. It simply just doesn't work. I mean, there may be some people there and good on them, but that doesn't work. Now, this is exactly why Cornelia has had the wonderful idea to put out this topic of the inner child. Now, the easiest being in the world to love is a child. That is clear. I mean, you just have a group of totally boring grown-ups in a room, and then a child arrives and everybody just is on their hands and knees and just saluting this child and then becoming silly but becoming happy, which is quite incredible. The power of a child. We were talking about the power of vulnerability. That is what it is. And even when an adult allows themselves to be vulnerable, in other words, to express their inner child, of course, with measure, yes, because my inner child would go very wild if I was to let it do whatever it wants. But at the same time, yes, this inner child has the possibility to make you really, really attractive and to make you well. Now, this being said, love yourself, if you replace it by love your inner child and call him the way you want, or call her the way you want in your case, probably, is a totally different thing. And the best way to contact our inner child is in our imagination. That's why, I mean, I would recommend for people to close their eyes and meet their child. You showed us your beautiful teddy bear, Cornelia. I have a teddy bear myself, and there was a time where I was really doing really intense work using my teddy bear. There came a moment where this teddy bear felt alive. I mean, I had people who said, "Well, this thing is absolutely extraordinary. What? It's just so full of energy." I'm talking about sensitive people who felt that, obviously, very sensitive people. But yes, so yes, turning your attention to your inner child. That means for that you have to recognize, and that is the I would say slightly difficult bit, to recognize when you start feeling, you know, in pain or sorrow or just not unwell or sad, or to recognize that it is a call from your inner child. Yeah. And then if you're able, because we are not always able, and I will mention that later maybe, if you are able to go in your consciousness, in your adult self, and look at this child and say, I am here. I'm here for you, and I love you. And you just go on your hands and knees in front of this child, and you're in your imagination. It's very easy to do, and then this work becomes absolutely fantastic, because after a while you don't do anything without your inner child. You are consciously calling your inner child in your actions. There can be sometimes things which like doing your tax return. You know, it's not exactly child work. And what's happening is that because we don't like doing that stuff, and I don't blame anyone because I'm in that case as well, I realized something is that I was presenting to my inner child that we had to do something absolutely horribly painful, and we could put us in trouble if we get it wrong and all this kind of thing. The child packs up. The child doesn't want to do it. Now, if you just present it as a game, as children. Wow. We're going to play together at these things. I promise you that for me, it worked. Mm. Now, I haven't become addicted to tax returns. No. That's for sure. But yes, it's really like give me the incentive. We are going to have fun putting our little numbers in these little boxes, etc. My teddy bear could be on my knees or simply imagine in my imagination. So yes, love yourself, transfer that into love your inner child. And she will give it back to you. 1 million. Yeah.
You know, what you said about the tax returns, you know, doing the things that we need to do as adults, right? Or here, you know, living on this planet for now, who knows how long that's going to still be part of our reality. I mean, everything is changing. So I'm happy about that. So happy about that. So the thing about one of the things that worked for me when I first started doing that inner child work is I had my teddy bear, right? This really helped a lot. The other thing that worked is when I found a picture of myself as a little girl. And I have it. I wanted to run and go get it, but we're here on the podcast and this is not a good idea to run and go get it so I can show it to you. That's my inner child going, look, this, you know. So I found a picture of myself when I, you know, was a little girl, a sweet picture that I really love. And when I was doing that deep inner child work, I would look at that picture and I would talk to her. And I would talk to her and I would ask her, what does she want? What does she need? What, you know, and I would ask her to come out and tell me what some of the things were to create that safe space, Francois, that you talked about also in our previous episode, to create that safe space. And so that was one of the ways that it worked for me. But, you know, like you gave really good recommendations also, and we all have to find the way to talk to our inner child in ways. When you talked about the mirror, I can relate that, you know, it's hard looking in the mirror and you look at your adult self because you're looking at all the things that you've carried with you in this lifetime, and there may be judgments, and then it's not as so. When you're going back to the past, it's important that you find your way to talk to your inner child. That's why sometimes having a coach, having a therapist, having someone that is, you know, knows how to do this work is really helpful, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It is interesting to see, because as you were talking and showing us your teddy bear, that reminds me of one day I was giving a training, and one of my students was a businessman of really fairly high level. He was the general manager of his company, and I gave him the program, and I said, we will use teddy bears. And he talked to me, and he said, you know, I will follow everything you are going to teach, that's for sure. But for the teddy bear, you know, I don't know. So I said, you know, bring one just in case, and we will see. So he had a teddy bear just like that in the bottom of his bag, and was really ashamed about that. Now, he was the only one of that training who, at the end of the training, the last few days, he had his teddy bear stuck here, and the head was coming out. Just to show you why, because the moment you start recognizing your feelings, that something opens, and it's absolutely magical. Now, there is one point I would like to make, and because what you said, Nadine, about the adopted child and its consequence. When you said you are not the only one, yes, I mean, you're far from being the only one. It just is something which in some cases, like yourself, you know, well, you do your homework and you become the beautiful woman you are, and that's okay. You still have the tendency, we keep the tendencies that we have, but at least you know how to put the brakes on, you know.
Exactly.
You've done that. You have a functional adult. Now, it can go sometimes, for some people, it would be permanent, and other people, I would say, like ourselves, it could be from time to time on a bad day, you know, a difficult day. Mm. At that moment, where you are completely in this, I would say, despair, from not being able to give enough, you are just exhausted, people are not grateful to you, they are not giving back what you need. Now, what's difficult is at that moment, if you want to go and look after your inner child, it can be tricky and difficult for one reason. It's because at that very moment, you are actually identified with your inner child. You are completely submerged with your whole feeling of despair and being unwell. And when you are, and on top of that, you are asked to look after a child. No, thank you. I mean, I just want to be in my bed and cry. You know that we all know this kind of thing. And this is a very good moment where you have to then admit, recognize that you are identified with a child. What does a child want when things are wrong or difficult or painful? He wants to be loved. I said that last time. He wants to be loved. He wants to be saved and he wants to be guided. Who can do that? Ah, shit, the adult self is not available. Huh, what shall I do? Now, this is when we touch the beautiful archetypal inner family, the inner parents. Now, if you read the beautiful work of Carl Jung, you will know about the inner parents. The inner parents are actually a part of us, if I could put it this way, of our soul, of our higher self, if I can use this expression, which is they are completely loving, completely present. They do exist. They are functional. They are functional anytime. In other words, they won't be at work when you need them. And they are very, very easily accessible with your imagination if you make yourself the child, go vulnerable and say, Mommy, Daddy, I really need you. Now, it may sound absolutely insane. What's that? These parents who don't exist. I don't already have two parents and all that jazz. Yes, we all have two parents and they are absolutely wonderful. Except, well, not always wonderful. It depends, you know. There are all sorts of stories there. But the inner parents will be always, always on your side. Will they always agree with the stupid things you want to do? Not always. Then they will let you know, but they will never prevent you, and they will love you. They will be with you to put Humpty back together when you have crashed and made your mistakes, and that we all do. But that's okay. But you have this unconditional love and forgiveness, which is accessible at all time. Contacting your inner parents is a beautiful thing to do, and who can do that in you? The inner child. And where are the inner parents? In the realm of the spirit and the high soul. So some people would say, well, in fact, in the Christian, you say about Jesus going, I need to go and talk to my father. You know, says, well, did he have a telephone in Palestine at that time? How did he talk to his father? Oh, some people say, yes, because he was the son of God. Yes, well, maybe, but he said himself, you can do what I have done and more. So that is exactly what he was doing. He was going inside and he was contacting functional inner parents, and of course the result was that he was shining all over the place. So that is the point I wanted to make, is that there are moments where loving your inner child is not that easy, and that's okay, because you are the child at that moment.
So
you are identified with the child.
Yeah, I mean, you said so many things. Of course, I'm sure you're feeling that way too. It's like check, check, check. Yes, yes, yes.
So much.
Said. And I must bring in an experience really quick here.
Yes, please.
That I had in when I first started doing my inner child work. I was planning on moving, and I was planning on moving, and I flew to from Washington State to Santa Fe. I looked for an apartment. I secured the apartment. I put the deposit down. I did all of those things. And then I was in that process of that work with my inner child. And so when I came back to Washington, all of a sudden, when I was sitting with my inner child, she said, Mommy, I don't want to go.
Ouch.
She said, Mommy, I don't want to go. She said, Mommy, I don't want to go. Everything was arranged because you said that sometimes we're not going to listen to the things that the inner child wants us to do. You know what I did? I canceled everything to honor the inner child, because I wanted to anchor it in, because I wanted to give the inner child what she never had. because my parents were never available. My father was absent. My mother was the breadwinner. Yes. My mother wasn't there. I never received anything I needed. My emotional needs had to be put aside from the time I was a little girl. So now that my little girl said, "I don't want to go, mommy." So I called up the place in Santa Fe and I said, "I need to cancel it at the risk of not getting my money back."
Yes. Yes, of course.
In honor to honor the inner child.
That's right. This is beautiful, Cornelia, to share this. And what I would like to say, usually when that happens, and I'd like here to have a little warning. Sometimes we have like feelings and emotions which need to be sorted out before being obeyed. I mean, let's face it, that is clear, you know. obviously, you were at that time really used to listening to what's happening with you, and you had done a lot of work, which allowed you to recognize a very genuine voice inside yourself. Very often, you could have this reaction, and I'm not saying it was your case, but this kind of reaction would come from somebody who has done something from completely adult outside reasons, because someone else wants you to be there, because you think that the career will be better, that like completely objective thinking, horizontal reasons. Yeah. And the inner child doesn't know that, is not interested. It's not their domain. And the ideal decisions, obviously, are made in harmony between the reasoning. Like you may have a sudden passion for Ferrari, and if you're lucky enough to have enough money for that, you may want to buy this Ferrari, except you have five children and a wife, and it makes no sense. So this is where you have to find, you know, a compromise, and there is always something where both your inner child and your adult will be satisfied and fully satisfied and be well.
Yes, for me it was really important, because this was the way for my inner parents to be there for my inner child, and I knew that. And also, I understand what you're talking about when you mentioned the inner parents being the mother God, the father God, the inner parents being the highest self, and that's definitely how I relate to my inner family. Absolutely. And so basically how I healed my inner child and healed the inner wounding was to imagine my inner family, the highest, the mother and the father, and then that's how I did it. So I love that you brought that up. This was so great today.
The beauty of this is that you know, the concept of God for the ones of us, because it's not everybody who has like religious feelings or whatever it is. Now, the way God was taught to me when I was little, he was this, you know, this guy over there, you know, behind the clouds, who was just looking at me and criticizing everything I do. And and when I needed him, of course, I couldn't reach him because I was a bad boy. All this kind of thing, which is like, you know, it made it extremely difficult. I'm not blaming, you know, whoever were the priests or whoever they were. You know, they were giving me their best, but that was not satisfying at all. Now, when you contact, and what I mean by contact is that you feel inside yourself the presence of your inner parents, or it can be one at a time, and it doesn't really matter. You will be, how can I say, in contact. It's physical. You feel you are in their arms. You know, it's just they are with you, absolutely present, and that is the beauty of it. Now, some people have difficulties with that because they have loving parents, and like every loving parents, of course, they love them and they are very nice. Except, of course, they are not there always when we need them. I mean, it's impossible, poor people. We cannot blame them for that. Now, the thing is that we have to understand that our inner parents, if our parents are functional, at least at times, our inner parents can manifest through them, through our physical parents. And then the two become, you know, like together. But your inner parents will never, ever do things which could harm you, which physical parents sometimes do it with the best will. But you know, our parents have made mistakes. If we have children, we've made mistakes with our children. And that's okay. Our inner parents will not make children. We won't get hurt by them.
Well, because the inner parents are the mother God, the father God. That's and right. They're not going, they cannot. They will that's come right. at it from the highest place. And that's actually, right. Francois, that's actually how heaven on earth is created, was created, because mm-hmm. heaven on earth is a state of being for yes. me. And this is the work, you know, this is the mission to create heaven on earth. You guys, you and your wife, I want to shift focus now because we just have a few minutes and we want to close things out. You're going to come back. Next time when you come back, we're going to talk about codependency and yes. other things that we want to talk about. But you know, there is unlimited, we can carry these conversations on and we'll continue yes. on doing so. I want to thank you so much for being so generous with your time to share this with us. But let us you know, tell us about the work that you and Julie, your wife, are doing so that we can just send people there.
Yes. So actually, for many years, we have been to the United Nations to try to create awareness on the importance of the prenatal time. Because, you know, the ideal, rather than having to heal ourselves, you know, and find our inner child who is crying and trying to fix them, which is great. I mean, it's wonderful work. But it wouldn't be better if children were born, you know, like shining, you know, and completely in conscious contact with their inner parents without even having to think about it. Now, and all this happens from the moment of conception to very early infancy. There is something you still hear on TV everywhere, is that children are born with a blank slate. Now, nothing could be more wrong. Children have been bathed in their, especially the mother's emotions, what she has lived, and this can easily be addressed with very little changes in society and in consciousness in parents. Children are conscious from the moment of conception. Some children have described the energy around their conception, but people couldn't believe it. It makes absolutely no sense. So that is a very important thing. So we were raising this awareness, and this has worked. We were very active in the World Family Organization. At first, you know, I said, well, you know, the United Nations, they don't know about the prenatal baby. Now they talk about it. In 2018, they published a big document about that. Many countries have signed it. So we are mission accomplished, I would say. That is very, very good.
Tell us the website so we can look more, go to the website. Where's the website?
The website of the for this document from the UN?
For your guys' work, yours and
So for our work in the United Nations, we don't have a website anymore. That's not our priority anymore. We are now working, as you know, Cornelia. We are working on two organizations. One is Birthing the New Humanity, for which we have created an app which is now being developed. There is not that much stuff on it now because we are really working on a lot on that, Birthing the New Humanity, and it's a worldwide organization with people from all over the place who have this idea. If we want a new humanity, we have to birth this new humanity, and that's logical. That's what we have been talking about. And the other thing is that to work on ourselves and the inner child and give people the way to have a step-by-step method. We have another organization called Birth a Change, And now we are working day and night to implement the courses. We have given trainings for years and years, but we are now just polishing them to make them really what we want them to be. The website birththechange.com, same, doesn't have much on it. Birthing the New Humanity has a bit more. All these we are working, we are just reshuffling, we are changing. I mean, you know how it goes. So yes, we are very, very busy.
Yes, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for sharing all that you did. Yeah. You're going to come back and you're going to share more with us. We're going to have these continuous conversations. I want to take it over to Nadine. She is going to enlighten us with one of her breath works that she does. And by the way, Nadine, I was actually the one that said to Trish, be sure to get Nadine's meditation loaded up to the app. So let us know where we can find it. It's only going to take a minute, right?
Yep, that is fine. Yes, you're absolutely right. When you download the KS Media Group app, you set up an account because that gives you access to everything, and you look for the meditation section, and in there you will find a meditation that perfectly complements what we've been talking about here. It is what I call the power of exhalation. It's a little breathing technique, 5 minutes, and you can find that on the app. There's so much more on the app that will support what we're talking about here as well, but that is there for you. Give it a go. And please let us know how you get on with it, because it is a life changer. Once you learn how to do it, it really, really does help. So that's where you find it, KS Media Group app.
Wonderful.
Get involved.
Okay. Yeah, KS Media Group. Well, one of the things that we're going to do, I'm sure, Francois and KS Julie. Media, we're going to be featuring each other in each other's app. So that's going to be powerful. Thank you, audience. Let us know how you felt listening to this beautiful conversation. We appreciate your comments. And thank you so much for your time and listening and tuning in. And we'll see you again next time. Take good care, everyone. Love the inner family. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.